peel every one of them. And then you have to cook those in the sterilized jars for, I think it was 12 to 15 minutes. Because if you didn't, they'd spoil and they'd blow up. And peaches, we'd have to peel, and sometimes we'd make sweet canned peaches. Or else the other times we'd pickle them. And the cucumbers were fun to make, really, because you sliced them or else left the small ones whole and put it in brine water for sour pickles or else sweetened water for sweet pickle. And sliced them and put them in this big crock urn. And they'd have to sit a few days before you could put those in the jar.
Oh. What did you put in those sweet water for the pickles? Just
sugar? Some sugar and some vinegar. I've forgotten really the mixture, but it's sugar and vinegar and spices.
Well, did y'all used to make your clothes when you were coming up?
Oh, we made all our clothes. We never did buy any because we didn't have enough money. When I lived in at home in Decatur, my mother would come home from work. Well, before my daddy died, she'd sew in the daytime. But after he got sick, she didn't get to do much sewing. We had to learn to do our own sewing. And then after he died, she'd come home from work and help us. And when I was 11 or 12, I was making most of my own clothes except my coats. And she'd make my coats.
Well, where did you find the material? Did you go to a piece goods store?
Scottsdale Mill was out there. And they let you come in with that little mill store that's still out there. Or else we'd go to Sears Roebuck.
Did they have the selections that we have today?
No, it's mostly calico prints or something like that, just cotton.
Well, can you describe your sewing machine?
It was a little Singer portable that my mama took the money, saved the money out of the grocery money, and my daddy didn't know it. And bought it, I think she paid $35 for it, and I've still got it, and it sold as good as it did then.
Well, it's more of a necessity to sew then than it was for people to sew today, sometimes just out of
pleasure.
Oh, yes,
it was a necessity. I rarely ever had anything new because I got most of the hand-me-downs. But it was a necessity because you couldn't go out and buy clothes.
Were most people in the same conditions economically?
Yeah. We had one friend who was rather wealthy. He was in the banking business. And they had one daughter. And the lady's parents lived in New York. And apparently were real wealthy because they'd send this child all these fancy dresses from New York. And luckily I was smaller than she was, and what she didn't wear I got. And I was the only one in the family, really, that had any store-bought clothes.
Well, can you tell me just one last thing about the gangster y'all allegedly had on the street near y'all?
Over on Coventry Road, there was a gangster named Pee-wee and he had the street we lived on was a dead-end street. It ran into this creek. And yet on the other side of the creek was a steep bank. And he allegedly had dug a tunnel from his basement to that creek. And they would bring in the bootleg liquor down our street and take it through that tunnel into his basement where the next door neighbors couldn't see it. There were a few houses over on Coventry. And he had big bars on all the windows and all that, and they eventually caught him and put him in the federal pen out in the boulevard. But during World War II, we had in the house next door, there was an army general, I believe, that his family lived there while he was over in Guam and Iwo Jima and over there.